Hey guys, Will Durst here to congratulate London on putting on a terrific 30th Olympiad. Added kudos for keeping the athletic contests pretty much politics-free. Except, of course, for the monumental ugliness that was the women's semifinal field hockey match between Great Britain and Argentina, a.k.a. the Falklands War II. This time, it's personal. You can never entirely keep politics out of games or games out of politics. The two have a lot in common. For instance, we root for our teams no matter who they line up against. We keep score and hold grudges for generations. Contestants regularly try to psych out the other side with smack talk about somebody's mama. And every once in a while, a relief pitcher will buzz a high tight one around the chin of an opposing superstar and both benches will clear. And then not much of anything happens. Even our notoriously equanimous to the point of semi-somnambulant president occasionally is forced to engage in various sporty contortions. Here's a little something we like to call the Barack Obama election year decathlon. Number one, the individual medley multiple issue straddle. Number two, the debt ceiling crisis crunch clean and jerk, with the emphasis on the jerk. Number three, the global goodwill high hurdle tour. Number four, extreme middle-of-the-road straight-line walk-run. Number five, the single-weekend 10-state fundraising marathon. Number six, the last-minute digging-up-a-Democrat-with-a-backbone scramble. Number seven, the successful solar energy photo-op dash. Number eight, the 800-pound gorilla that is the economy Greco-Roman wrestle. Number nine, the biting his tongue while in the presence of John Boehner freestyle. And the last event, number 10, the Joe Biden Advanced Obstacle Course, now with landmines.